When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there because their stories make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch, premiering September 18th. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush. On Early Break, we've officially reached game week in Lincoln, Nebraska. Week zero of college football is done with the four games we saw. Some drama in those four games on Saturday, right?
Yes.
It was great football.
Some good drama. We'll get to that here in a second.
Drama.
By the way, off the bat, if you can hear us on the stream, please confirm. I know the FM is down this morning.
No FM.
We'll try to get the FM going.
The show is not even
at some point. But if you can help me, Breakers, please text 402-464-5685. If you can hear us on the stream, we are on video on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter. But if you can hear us on the stream from afar, whether you're in Lincoln, whether you're in Washington, whether you're in California,
Chattanooga,
please let it. This is not a roll call, so to speak.
Is this a roll call?
But it's just confirmation
the
that
mailbag?
You can hear us. Not mailbag.
Okay.
Not mailbag. Just let us know you can hear us and God. That I know the FM, we're working on the FM. It will be fixed at some point this morning.
Yeah, let us know, please. Because I don't think we're ever on AM, are we?
No. No.
We're not on AM.
We're not on AM. Not on AM. But here we
game
are.
Game week and we're not on FM.
Hey, it's one show. Maybe 1 hour will be on soon enough. And we're on the stream and the video, so.
We can still talk about the weather, right?
You can.
That's what
it's
everybody's
hot.
Talking about.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's disheartening is what it is. I told that to Steve. This weather is disheartening. Extremely disheartening.
It's good chatter.
It was 104 yesterday.
Is that what it got to?
Oof. It was terrible.
It was the hottest day of the year.
Ooh.
It was horrible.
This is good. I'm loading up for a trip to the store today, so you can say that to somebody. Yeah, yesterday was the hottest day of the year. You got air conditioning. Think about this. You could say this to somebody in line. There was a time in this world, in this country, when people didn't even have air conditioning, and it was just hot. You just were just hot.
just dealt with it.
The one thing we've talked about a lot here, I know I've brought up, which I thought of it again last night.
Mm-hmm.
People were able to always have some way to kind of to heat their house during situations, but the love I have for refrigerated air is ridiculous.
Think about if you didn't have it.
Think about if I didn't have that.
Think about
and there was a bunch of power, some power outages, some surges was going on yesterday. I read about that all across the country, some places. Ooh. I couldn't imagine that.
Well.
Couldn't imagine it.
Yeah. I can imagine it because I've been in situations where there was no air conditioning and it's
you can kind of survive it until you decide to sleep.
Right.
Then it's just you can't sleep.
There you go. That's exactly right.
You're like, okay,
right.
I can kind of get through some of this. Then you have to sleep. Refrigerated air is incredible.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people. I'm telling you, this is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care.
That's right. You got it. Way to go.
By Andrew Newton.
Yeah, Andrew Newton.
For all of your needs.
Not a Cedars worker.
I'm telling you, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to say 80 years ago, 100 years ago, there was no air conditioning.
Yes.
And if it was hot, you just were hot.
It's just hot. That was it.
And you had to figure out. Yeah, you had to figure out. Now, I would say this, me and Bill are getting to the age where we need to be checked on.
Yes, we need to be checked on.
I'll check on you guys today as it gets to 105 this afternoon. I'll make sure I chime in with you. See how it's going.
I mean, I'm really joking. I'm not joking here. Check on your elderly neighbors. I mean,
I think I sent a screenshot to you guys that right now it's hard to determine whether I've been in some sort of if I've been injured or I just feel this bad.
That was a beautiful.
I'm not sure.
Beautiful screenshot.
When you wake up,
Jake, you'll get there.
I laughed when I saw it.
Yeah,
I did.
You're not sure when you first get up and you walk your first 10 steps. Was I injured yesterday?
An injury.
Have I been an injury or is it just how I feel now?
I think it's the latter.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah. I 100%. You were sending a lot of screenshots yesterday. So
it hit me. A lot of things hit me yesterday. I sent at least 20, I think.
I didn't get to comment on that one because a flood came in right now.
He was trying to keep up with the other ones.
Well,
that came through.
I identified with it. Did I identify.
Another one identifies with you, obviously, in your dating situation. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure you date someone now that can identify a stroke. It's also very important.
I sent that to a few.
Poured that one on.
Ben, it's all right.
It's okay.
We're not going to say anything inappropriate. Ben worries.
Ben was very worried today when we came in. We had no radio.
Yes, he was.
We had no radio. Ben said he told me six times this morning. It was fine when I left last night. So he's trying to take this pressure off of him.
Trying to blame me somebody else.
Six times. I don't know what you're talking about. It's fine when I left last night. First he said to me when I walked in, it was fine last night.
I beat Ben here this morning. I didn't do anything to ruin the radio. I tried to save the radio. Now, I made the stream possible, so I know people are confirming that. You can hear us on the stream anywhere, on video and on the mobile app and online stream. So we're good to go there. The FM will be back eventually. But I did not ruin the FM. Did nothing wrong with it. And Ben, we know that it wasn't your fault either.
You guys,
blaming you, young Ben. Yeah, nobody.
Yeah,
you're free of blame.
You don't need to be defensive.
I'm not attacking you.
No,
Ben.
Nobody's attacking.
Things happen.
The heat.
Are the producer. We don't have FM, so we're going to have to. Some point in time, we have to at least look towards you, Ben. We have to at least. It's definitely not
palms
me
up.
And Sipple.
We're going palms up.
We had this conversation that Jake runs the. Everything.
Yeah.
Me and Steve just show up for smart comments.
Which means we are absolved
of this one. Exactly. I mean, you do more, but yes, if there's a problem, that does not fall directly on us.
No. Bill realized it, though. You were driving here, and it was just dead air. Is that right?
It was. I tried to listen to Maggie and Perloff this morning driving in, and then I'm like, what in the world?
It's a sad thing when you hear dead air.
Is it always Maggie and Perloff?
Yeah.
Is it Maggie and Perloff?
Right before our show goes, it's Maggie and Perloff.
Okay. Is this two? It's a two-person crew?
Yes. Well, they have a producer to help that chimes in. So they've got three voices, but mostly just two.
Okay.
Maggie and Perloff.
See, when you guys always say Maggie and Perloff, when I've listened to it, it's three. And I'm like, I might listen to another show.
They get a producer involved.
They usually get a producer involved. It'd be like having young Ben come on the air.
Which same
Ben's on the air a lot anyway. Ben's great on the air. We're very aware of that. But right now, he's not great at us having FM. That right now is not going. And the best part about it right now, he's just sitting there.
You know what today is?
He's checked out the situation.
There's not a lot going
on.
Ben's not doing a lot of research right now. I don't see him on Google or anything. We have no FM.
He's got a big day, and he said it today. He said, I think he said it this way, too. He said, it's the first day of school.
Yes.
So he says, I'm dipping at eight.
He's got his coaching class, right, Ben?
It is. Monday, Wednesday, Friday is coaching, which he still has not asked Bill for any advice ever.
Not one thing. Nor has he asked Bill one thing about journalism.
As a coaching minor, as a journalism major,
tag to Ben, because I think when he's dipping out early, he's just heading home or something. I don't know if he even has a class.
Nap time.
Yeah.
Nap time.
Did he really say, I'm dipping?
Yeah. Because I'm dipping at eight.
Ben, did you tell Bella? Does Bella know this? Yeah, shoot her a text.
He's
real quick.
Like, oh yeah, she knows.
Shoot her a text.
I'm dipping at eight.
We're not on the FM.
Man, what are we doing?
Thunder Not Collins says the FM's not working. We're aware of that, Thunder. He's probably trying to listen on the FM. Check out the social media. I've informed people on social media that the FM's down and it's up everywhere else. So we're good to go everywhere else.
Okay, what are we going to do about the heat today?
Well, I can't handle that.
Okay.
I can't fix that for you. AC,
it was,
hope for AC.
That's the most depressing Sunday I've had maybe in my life. It really was.
You're very extreme. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that. But it was
it depressing?
It was. I was taken back.
Can you just stay inside?
I could, but I wanted to do things and stuff, and it was miserable. Yep. Now, I fought through it on Saturday. Saturday was miserable also, but yeah. I did a lot of yard work on Saturday.
Did you?
Did a lot of stuff outside.
Did it drain you?
It drained me a little bit. Well, I had football on, so I'd watch. And if there's a commercial, I'd go out and do yard work. Then I'd whip back into the garage. And the garage was a little hot. Ooh. It was a little hot.
That's kind of rough to do that. I got my yard work done during the week before the heat came in. Oh, so I'm not trying to one-up you.
Sounded a little bit braggish over there. A little braggy. I looked at the temperature before I did my yard work.
Yeah.
That sounded
terrible. I checked the weather, Bill.
That sounded terrible. That sounded bad. I'm sorry.
It did sound a little bit snobbish there.
Yeah, it did.
A little snobby.
It did. I didn't mean it that way.
It did sound like that, though.
Yeah. Okay. My bad. But yeah, I think we're just going to have to deal with today, and then tomorrow's going to be lighter. Then the rest of the week is going to be lighter.
105 today, though.
Woo!
105 today. You will not find me on a golf course today. Yeah. Not happening. I don't mind the heat, but that's not very fun.
Think about the people that are working outside today.
That's rough. Yeah, we're thinking about them. First day of school for young Ben. 105.
Yeah,
he's gonna melt. Walk into classes today.
It was hot enough yesterday. They canceled midget football in Lincoln. Yeah. True story. They canceled.
Youth. Youth football, not midget.
Any
youth.
Chance to say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. No, it's true.
Youth
the,
football.
The word spread throughout church.
That youth football got canceled?
The midget football league in Lincoln was called. It was called off. No joke. That's how hot it was. I bet that doesn't happen very often.
Ben, will you introduce yourself to some new students that you meet today in coaching class? There'll be some exchanges.
They'll know who you are. I'm young Ben from Early Break.
Seven Mile Ben.
Oh, they'll know.
Yeah, but they do know.
You're the young Ben?
They'll know.
I am the young Ben.
He's got a dip at 8.
He's going to go coach.
He's got to go to class.
Coaching class.
Is it coaching class?
It's some sort of coaching class.
Can you find out who? Let us know tomorrow, Ben, who your instructor is.
Yes. I'd like to know that.
We'd like to know who your instructor is.
He'd know that.
Yeah. We'd like to contact your instructor. We'd like to kind of get an update on how you're doing in class. We'll email him.
What would be really cool now, I don't know if they still do it, Ben. When I was there and I took basketball coaching, I did, and it was a Moaiba assistant that coached it. So I wonder if it would be a Fred Hoiberg assistant that coaches it. I doubt it. That was back in the day. You know, it was probably 84.
See if you can bring a guest
no,
to
no,
class.
No, I'm sorry. It was 86.
Yeah. You have a good option to bring to class here, young Ben.
I would like to go to class.
You could teach a coaching class. You could. I think the assistant was Jeff Smith. I can't remember. Do you recognize
that
name?
Wasn't he at Double Eagle Golf, Jeff? Who was out there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Smith.
I think it was him, but I can't actually remember. I know it was an assistant coach at Nebraska, like a working assistant coach.
Ben says it's going to be a high school coach.
Usually high school coach. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Keep us posted.
Maybe you should ask Bill to be a guest sometime, young Ben.
I'd like to travel with you to class. I'll get a backpack. We'll stroll through campus.
If you have any coaching questions.
We'll stop at the Union. Can you still get Valentino's at the Union?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, that'd be good. We'll get a slice of pizza, you and me, Ben.
You still can.
And yes. We'll talk about our notes from the day.
It was Sbarro for a while. Now it's back to Valentino's at the Union.
Jake's up on things.
Yep. Yeah. Chick-fil-A there, too, by the way, at the Union.
Is that right?
And Steak and Shake. They got some cool restaurants now at the Union. They've updated the Union.
Did you hang out in the Union a lot?
Never. No, not really hang out, but I'd make some trips over there. I'd have to go there for some reason when I was a graduate assistant or different times. When I did, I'm like, I'll get a snack while I'm here. I like that. I like the Union. I'm a fan
it's
of
a good
the
spot.
Union.
It's a good
I really
place.
Am. It's a very good place.
I kind of went there, I think. I don't know. I studied there a little. Yeah. Well, the Daily Nebraska was in the basement.
So you were there every single day?
Yeah, I went there. Man, I was there probably 12 hours a day sometimes. So
12 hours a day almost every day, and you said you weren't sure if you were there.
Well, it was in the same building.
I didn't you were in the it, Union.
But I didn't think of it as a Union.
But it was the Union.
I guess. But we were in the basement.
Of the Union.
Yeah.
The building he went to every single day for hours that you thought you didn't go to.
Well, I didn't really go up into the Union part where there was a Union of students.
It was the same building.
Yeah. You're in the basement of the White House. You're still in the White House.
Yeah,
still in the White House. That's just the way it is.
Even if it was like a newsroom down there, would you still? Yeah, yes. I guess it'd still be the White House.
I think that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. By the way, it is, again, I mentioned game week. Nebraska plays on Saturday. Huskers, as of this moment, if you're curious, are 27.5-point favorites against UTEP right now. almost four touchdown favorites against the Miners this upcoming Saturday. But we saw some action this past weekend, and the game in Dublin started off with a bang. Upset. Did you guarantee that the FSU would cover the spread? Sip? People are saying on the text line you may have.
I believe he did. I don't remember that. I believe
the text line believes you did. Several people, which makes me think that you did.
I wonder if I did that on this show. I can't remember doing it. There's a lot of things we talk about that I don't remember.
Is Marty coming on air today?
No.
Have you talked to Marty since the loss of Florida State to Georgia Tech? Okay.
Yeah, Marty wasn't... I mean, I think what you do as a fan, if you experience a debilitating loss, you kind of act like it didn't happen.
Yep.
And I think that's what Marty's doing. Bennett is a little more... Brennan, his son, is a little more frank.
Bennett had a great take. Can you read that?
Yes, his take.
Bennett had a really... We jumped on this on Saturday night, I believe it was, and it was a great take by Bennett.
It was a really strong take by young Bennett. He said, sorry, but that's a terrible look for Florida State. You can't sue the ACC and claim the playoff was rigged all off season and then lose to Georgia Tech. It's exactly right. It's a really bad look. And then, Bill, you, in the midst of your flurry of screenshots.
Try to find all this.
Yes.
Try to find it in there.
You had...
There's
you
a lot,
had
isn't
a,
there?
A, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of extraneous stuff, too.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
But you did have the record. You had a, here it is. This is
this jumped out at me.
A tweet from Kevin O'Neill. I don't know who that is, Kevin O'Neill. But he had good information. Having sued their own conference because they are too good for it, snarky, Florida State is now 30-28 in its last 58 ACC games.
And that's with an amazing year last year.
And
by the way.
That would be with a 13-0 season last year, so they're in close to being below 500.
30-28. Thank you for 28. That screenshot, Bill. Now, according to the All-State Playoff Predictor, the ESPN flashes, they went from a 36% chance to make the playoff to a 12% chance. Yeah. They can still obviously win the ACC and get the auto. So all hope's not lost,
no.
But you lost to a conference team. So you're
really, you're up against it.
Really.
You're up against it.
That's it. Really disappointing. It was disappointing for me to watch.
It's a great game to watch.
It was fun. It brought back great memories of Dublin. I will say that. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that, but we got to be more sensitive to that.
Dublin was fun. The game result was unfortunate, but the time was fun.
Yeah.
And the game was fun.
Florida State's going through a similar thing right now. That'll be a bad memory. And Florida State fans, if you look at their message boards, oh God, it's ugly. It is ugly. Oof.
My favorite one was someone that was ripping the pundits, and they're just like, you guys went to practice this whole time, did everything, and all you talked about was how great this team looks.
Right.
And that wasn't a great looking team. Where I was surprised was defensive line. The D line
pushed around.
They got a little bit. They had no sacks, three TFLs, and Georgia Tech beat them up.
Gave up 190 yards rushing, 5.3 yards a carry. Georgia Tech ran for 5.3 yards a carry, 190 yards. Haynes King, then their running back's named Haynes, so it's kind of confusing.
Running back is Jamal Haynes.
Yeah, Jamal Haynes, and their quarterback's Haynes King.
It's confusing, yeah.
But they can run. But you know what? As Saban, the master, said on College Game Day, they led the ACC in rushing. Mm-hmm. Saban liked them a lot. Listen to Saban. They led the ACC in rushing last year. This was not necessarily a big surprise that way. They can run it.
I've been off of Game Day for several years. Just kind of like, watch it if it's on. It's not. I used to just love it. Now I'm completely flipped back.
Saban.
Listening to Saban. Because he's got a good sense of humor, but he has inside information and takes on how you build this, everything about when he talks. It's like, okay, this is worth listening to.
Well,
he's really good. He's really prepared.
Yeah.
He's not just winging it.
No, you pretty know. Much called Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Except
he picked Florida State.
Did he pick Florida State?
The only person who picked Georgia Tech was
Irish fellow.
Yes. Is it Seamus?
Seamus.
Yes.
Seamus is the only one who picked Georgia Tech.
That's right.
Well,
of the group.
Florida State, they're just a huge disappointment.
It was a good football game. I mean, the first game of the year was generally good football. That was fun to watch. It was dramatic. It came down to the final kick to end the game. 44-yard kick by Aiden Burr makes the kick.
I don't think either team had a turnover, and there were only four penalties.
It was clean.
And it almost went just almost a miracle for Florida State. And there was some, if you had to take it over again, Georgia Tech would be when they mishandled the ball on the fly motion and they got it all mistimed and the ball goes through. I mean, they end up getting about 12 yards back, which leads to a storyline, in my opinion. Because someone said, who are you pulling for? I was pulling for Georgia Tech because I'm watching the game. I'm enjoying it. I'm pulling for Georgia Tech and to win the game. But I was not going to lose any sleep either way when the game was over. There was going to be no sleep. But the officials, the missed call at the end of the game was horrific.
What was it?
Horrific. He was out of bounds, clearly out of bounds, the receiver who caught the ball. Okay. No, he was out of bounds at like 48 seconds, I think, is left. So with 48 seconds, he's out of bounds. He's going to kick the ball. They're going to get the ball back with 40 seconds. Field goal wins the game for you. Oh, by the way, their kicker made one from 59 that was good from 65.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All they got to do is get somewhere across the 50. They're going to take a fair catch in the ball. It's going to the 25. They hit one pass. They're having a shot to win the game. And he was out of bounds, and no one hardly said anything. And Florida State had no timeouts. They couldn't challenge or anything.
Much.
Yeah, no, there was not anything said. The clock's just running.
Yep.
And you're watching it, and I'm just like, oh, man. When you watch the replay, they completely missed it. He's clearly out of bounds. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, his forward progress has stopped. Then he went out of bounds. Nope, he went out of bounds. And no one really talks about
that.
It.
I don't know. Yeah, yep. I missed that.
End of the game.
Florida State falls 24-21.
I just thought, though, again, it was impressive. You mentioned this, Bill, but in the second quarter, the kicker made two 50-plus yard field goals. Ryan Fitzgerald of Florida State, 52 yards and 59 yards, good from 65. And I mentioned Aiden Burr makes the game-winning kick from 44. It was just that was impressive, too. Special teams was wonderful in the football game.
Yeah, and a rainy day.
It was rainy.
Yeah,
wet. Wet field, rainy day. It was pouring at one point. I guarantee the field was wet the whole game. Still did it. Oh, yeah, the teams played well. Georgia Tech's pretty good. Haynes King's pretty good.
He made some – that goes back to the overall picture of when you're talking about offenses. They rush for many yards.
190.
But the quarterback rushing yards
– 70-plus.
Were not ridiculous, but really good.
Haynes King had 15 carries for 54 yards.
Oh, I thought he had more than that.
Well, but he also made made some runs where it looked like it might get zero and it got four.
He's pretty
good.
That
type of thing. And when you're trying to defend the true quarterback run game, it's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
It's miserable. And so that having the ability to run your quarterback is a big wow factor.
Wow factor.
Yes.
So Georgia Tech gets the season to start off with a bang, big upset. And we'll, again, it's not over for FSU for the playoff, but that was a significant hit for them from what was an undefeated season last year that ended poorly with the Georgia blowout loss in the bowl game. They were not expecting this to be a loss. No. Number 10 team in the
Very
nation. That's a rough loss for Florida State.
Very disappointing.
First time ever.
Don't look like a championship program. I mean, they haven't responded like one. I was really irritated last year with you guys, everybody, including you guys.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Carrying
what did we
that do? Big flag for Florida State, they got screwed. They didn't respond like a championship team at all. I mean, they just haven't.
We're just trying to help Marty out.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I said the same thing to Marty and Bennett. I mean, you don't do that whole thing where you moan about not making the playoff and then go get whacked in the bowl game and lose your opener. It's a bad look. The bowl game was a bad. There's one championship team in that bowl game. That was Georgia. Yeah. And then all the excuses drove me crazy, and they still drive me crazy. Well, SIP, they didn't have their guys. Well, that's because they can't keep their guys. Georgia kept their guys, and they beat the hell out of you because they're a championship program and you're not. That's what it is. Sorry.
Also, this brings up an interesting point of the portal. Mm-hmm. Is that now it's like, okay, things went really bad in your first game, but you've got a team that has been together forever, and they'll bond and they'll be okay.
Probably.
But that's not true.
Oh!
They've not been together forever.
No, they haven't. They have
their
a bunch of new dudes.
Their quarterback just showed up.
Yep.
And so when things went that
DJ?
The locker room is not the locker rooms are not normal anymore.
No, they showed a bunch.
It's not normal anymore. So now all of a sudden it's like you're looking around like, well, who's in charge of this thing? Well, it's the guys that have been in for 4 or 5 years and they're also our best players. That's not true. Mm-hmm. That's not true. And so that's what makes the portal very, very difficult right now.
I think it does
for Florida State.
I think it does.
They come out and somehow they win that game. It's like all of a sudden, okay, we built something here. We got something going. That's a tough locker room right now.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, they did not. They got the fight taken to them. I mean, I know that's
they got it taken to them on the ground, and then you didn't walk out of there besides the one drive, and some of that was Georgia Tech letting Florida State, you know, kind of off the hook with some of their pressures, just allowing one-on-one throws. But you didn't leave out of that game going like, well, it was clearly DJ is fine. There's no issues there.
No, he doesn't throw it downfield very well.
He did on the last try.
He was 19 for 27 for 193. No touchdowns, no picks.
That's
for
not
DJ.
Bad. Those numbers
so not bad. You didn't look at him and say you lost the game. No,
no,
no. But it wasn't. You didn't look at it. Also, when you had the two quarterbacks and you said which one can I take and have the best chance to win a game, I would take Haynes King every time.
Ooh, I think I would
every time to say I'm going to try to win this game with him because he does some different things. I would take him every time. So you didn't walk out of there going like, wow. Just remember, he was when they took him at Florida State, he's a career 57% passer.
He just doesn't cut it loose downfield very well.
And so that's hard when that's what you are.
He did on the last drive to get the game tied in the fourth quarter. He hit some huge fourth down throws. And that looked good. And he's got to lean on that going forward. Norvell's got his hands full. Yeah, Mike Norvell's got his hands full.
As you might assume, a lot of Husker fans out there are Huskerizing some of the stuff from the past weekend. And thank you to David for pointing out that we'll get to more of these games throughout this first hour. But the underdogs were all 4-0 against the spread this weekend, including GT winning outright against Florida State.
Bold.
So people are saying, get a little nervous for Nebraska UTEP on Saturday with the big spread.
Should be nervous.
You should be. You're saying it's valid.
Well, yeah, of course it is. I mean, it's an opener. You don't know exactly. No. I mean, it's an opener. You got a new quarterback. Yeah, there's all kinds of questions. So, yeah, I'd be nervous. I mean, as far as the spread goes, yeah. I mean, I think Nebraska wins the game, but I don't know what it's going to look like. You just hope they play good football. And if they play good football, they should be okay. You know?
Yeah, I don't think fans care about covering the spread. It's about looking good.
Probably the most remarkable. A remarkable score, and I believe it was in the second half. I hope I'm not wrong there. But in the second half, the third quarter, it was 14-14, Delaware State, Hawaii.
Oh, God, really?
It was 14-14. At one point in time, I know it was 14-14, and I believe it was in the second half.
And then Hawaii pulled off.
Hawaii pulled away. They ended up winning 35-14.
It was 35-14.
It was 14-14 with 11-10 to go in the third quarter.
Think about
that game.
Think about being in Hawaii, and you're playing Delaware State, who had the worst travel experience of their lives. Those coaches, what a great job by Delaware State.
Pretty good.
Their guys were like, no, 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 no palms up. Don't care. Let's just go play. And they had him 14-14 with it. And on the island, everyone knows no one wants to go play him. If Nebraska was going there next week, you'd be like going, not good. When people go to the island, bad things happen. Yep. There's a history of a lot of bad things happening to teams on the island. It's just such a hard place.
Right?
And they came from Delaware. They didn't come from Nebraska. Delaware. That's incredible.
With travel issues.
Great job by those guys.
Yeah, good job.
Hawaii was a 39.5 point favorite. They won by 21, 35-14
cover.
In that game. But it didn't cover. Delaware State covered.
Yeah, Delaware State. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Hawaii got the win, which matters more than anything, but they did not cover the spread in that game. So there's a little bit. We'll get to more of these games that happen in Head Scratchers and Bills Thrills.
Yes.
Promise you that. Mm-hmm. Before we get to break, Sip, you look hungry on this Monday morning. Can you confirm?
Yeah, I am hungry, actually. I am.
Thanks. Starving?
Starving.
I think it's time for you to get over to Early Bird.
The Bird!
19th and K, because they've got breakfast burritos. They've got chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Smothered chicken fried steak. They've got cinnamon roll pancakes and also the famous hash holes.
Hash hole.
What was that? Hash hole. Yeah.
That was terrible.
That'll happen there.
That was terrible.
That was a fumble. You fumbled there.
Now, we got some. Can we talk? I'm drawing a blank right now. Our tweet that was sent to us.
Oh, yeah. Let me check it out right now. I actually got two things in that people have sent.
Yes. I sent that off to Jamie Burrow, the owner. I sent that that screenshot to him. I do a lot of screenshots every day.
This was from Jesse on Twitter. He says, got him. Hash holes. Send a picture
right
of
there.
The hash holes. Yeah.
What is that stuff in the middle?
I think it's a cheese sauce.
Imagine that you're dipping fried potatoes into cheese. That's incredible flavor, is what that is.
Sounds good.
The Burrow family putting this together for us is incredible.
I received a text this morning, by the way, on the at 5:37, before the show even happened, someone sent a text. Says, my family and I were in Lincoln this weekend and made it a point to go to the Early Bird for brunch. After we were seated in the perfect time, I yelled, hash holes. Others were puzzled. I got nothing. Crickets. After a few seconds of embarrassment, I was thrown a lifeline by a lady behind us.
That's incredible.
We had a great experience. Amazing food. Friendly people. That's definitely going back to the Bird.
That is a little scary, though, to yell hash holes and get no response for a little bit.
And then someone drops a...
Oh, thank God. Thank God for that lady.
That's kind of like also just throwing out the Marco. And nothing comes back. I'll say it again. Marco. Zero. Ben, find us some FM. Do what you can.
It sounds like we're back on the FM. As of a minute ago.
Second.
Yeah.
Whoa. Really?
Is that breaking news or not?
Yeah. Might have spoiled the breaking news,
but let's see how. Per several texters, including Derek in a car on the text line, the FM is apparently back up and rolling here.
That's exciting.
So we're all clear.
It's game week and we're on the radio.
We've been on the stream and the video since the get-go, but the FM is now officially up, which is great.
From the jump.
All right.
So Early Bird, by the way, 19th and K, lots of free parking over there.
The Burrows.
Yes.
The Burrows.
And they've got a lot of great food. And again, if you yell out, hash holes, you might get a response. You might get crickets, or you might get somebody
that tries to do it, though. You really do. You really have to throw it out. Can you imagine how busy they're going to be this week? They're going to be so busy. Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday morning, packed house.
2:30 kickoff. Oh, yeah. God, it will be. You're right. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of time for breakfast.
When we come back, it's time for our first edition of the year of Head Scratchers. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.